Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Am I tough enough?
Strong and stable leadership.
Total rhubarb.
Hell yes, I'm tough enough.
Shut the fridge.
Not another one!
It's the Politics Show podcast.
Love podcasts, hate nonsense. It's the Politics Show podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Cultured. Demure. Ed Campbell.
Hello. How are we?
Great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Ava Santina.
Hi.
Pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah.
Who are you texting?
I'm texting someone about the Corbyn story because I didn't know we were doing it and now I'd actually, yeah. I thought I could add something, you know.
Nice. Well, why don't we start with where you started your morning? Why don't we start with Sadiq Khan?
Watching June. I went to see it this weekend.
Did you actually?
No.
Ollie's not been more disappointed. The audience relieved.
No. I was going to just scrunch this up and turn to you and talk to you about June, but I decided against it. Tell me, how was Sadiq?
Yeah, Keir Starmer and Sadiq Khan launched Sadiq's mayoral election campaign. It'll be his third, I was going to call it his third trimester.
Congratulations to the mayor.
It'll be his third trimester. It'll be his third time at mayor if he wins. Keir Starmer, the line today is that this will be the best mayor you've ever seen because there'll be a Labour government and a Labour, are you laughing because it's a mayor?
Yes.
The best mayor.
Yeah, let me just do that again.
The best Labour mayor the city's ever seen.
All right, so anyway, this will be the best premiership you've ever seen because there'll be a Labour government.
Say mayor. say mayor and say it properly.
I'm not sure how to say it. The best mayor.
Yeah, okay.
Mayor.
This will be the best premiership you've ever seen because there'll be a Labour government that will feed into a Labour mayor.
It's presumptuous, isn't it?
Well, that's what Keir's saying, and it is presumptuous. He was also describing Sadiq as his very, very good friend of 25 years, which, you all know, is a bit of a deviation from the normal line that comes out of Keir, which is that, you know, he knows him. He's there.
They've met a couple of times. Colleagues, not close friends.
Yeah, he had a big U-turn on the ULEZ as well this morning. So Keir Starmer was praising Sadiq Khan for his ULEZ scheme. And he was saying, you know, look, I would never feed my children dirty water, so why would I want them to breathe clean air? Now, that may come as a surprise to listeners who have followed anything else that Keir Starmer has had to say about ULEZ in the past, particularly around the Uxbridge by-election.
Do you want to say that bit again because you misspoke and you said that Keir Starmer doesn't feed his children clean air.
He straps his children to an exhaust pipe and fucking floors it every morning.
Keir Starmer said he doesn't feed his children dirty water. Mm. And so why should they drink dirty...
One more time.
One more.
You've got it. You've got
we'll get it.
Keir Starmer doesn't feed his children dirty water, so why would he want them to breathe dirty air.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Christ.
That's sick.
Which would surprise you after the by-election in... By-election?
If it's having a stroke.
In Uxbridge.
And we were doing nothing.
I was so proud of myself. Did you see how I went straight in with this? There was no filler. There was no 5 minutes of nonsense chat. June. Stop teasing me. Because we will do the June podcast. And what do I get, Ed Campbell? What do I get for that?
Have you seen
I get by-election and I get mayor.
Oh, no.
What were the vibes like in the room? Tell me more about the interaction between Sadiq and Keir.
They were very collegiate. They hugged. Actually, Keir Starmer, when he walked in, the second person that he hugged was Dawn Butler, which was quite interesting. But Keir Starmer gave his speech. Why was
the Santina theory of politics?
Because
order in which
I was about to explain that.
And as is tradition, she is hugged second, as is her birthright. She will assume the throne.
She's actually tipped to be Minister of Education.
Well, actually, you're not far off, either of you. So when Ken Livingstone was mayor, David Lammy was brought to a lot of functions. He was sort of there adjacent to Ken all the time, and he was tipped to be the next London mayor. David Lammy actually still wanted to run for London mayor. Well, fuck's sake. Everyone stop. Let me just get this out. So Keir Starmer enters. The second person that he comes over and he hugs is Dawn Butler. And all your jokes aside, Dawn Butler is tipped to be the next London mayor. So she sort of had the tap on the shoulder, the kind of, you know, the little...
The kiss from the capo.
So the way that David Lammy used to be that for Ken Livingstone.
And now you are the mayor of Greater Manchester. I bequeath to you North South Shields.
And Dawn Butler turns up at quite a lot of Sadiq's events.
I think she's going to have to pry the mayoralty of London from Sadiq Khan's cold, dead hands.
Mayor.
Sorry, the mayoralty of London. There's no, like, he's just going to keep going, surely.
Well, I think by the fifth term, they might say, listen, Putin, give it to someone else.
Right. This is equivalent to Putin's Russia. You have put Susan Hall in prison.
I'm actually amazed that neither of you have opened the podcast with a congratulation to the Russian premier, who will now have enjoyed ruling Russia for at least 25 years.
Boy, I'm actually quite against that.
Oh yeah. So I democracy.
Yeah.
Free and fair elections.
I'm against voting.
No one wants to stand against him. He's that popular.
Eighty-seven % voted for him. That's good.
That Navalny fella would rather kill himself. Rather kill himself than stand against Putin. That's how popular he is. It's like committing seppuku.
Where do we think Boeing is in all of this?
Boeing?
Boeing?
I don't know. What,
no, you can't be doing that. You can't be taking the piss out of the way that he says things after your form so far. It was good, though.
Quite funny?
Boeing. Boeing?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm genuinely asking for... to be included in the joke. I don't understand it.
There wasn't. Ava was just doing a off-piece.
On the Boeing?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Well, what a glowing endorsement that is from...
Well, because someone took their own life as well, didn't they?
Oh, okay, I'm caught up.
In equally believable circumstances.
Got you.
Really? Yeah.
Do you know what we don't talk about enough? Men's mental health.
We put too much pressure on Epstein. All he needed was a couple of NHS talking therapies.
Do you know what? You needed a subscription to Headspace.
Jeffrey Epstein logging on to BetterHelp.
Imagine you're like moonlighting as a BetterHelp therapist and it's Jeffrey Epstein on the other end of the phone. Calling.
Do you know what?
Calling from a prison in New York. You know, in Serial, when they're like, when they talk to Adnan, it's like, you're now on the phone to Maryland Department of Corrections. You hear that, but for New York, and it's Epstein at the other end.
Yeah, but here it's like, Do you know what? Now connected to Her Majesty's.
Quite often, Wandsworth. Quite often, the two of you will say to me, "God, it's extraordinary, isn't it? How no one wants to sponsor our podcast. BetterHelp being one of the largest podcast sponsors in the world, and you've just decided to do a bit about how Jeffrey Epstein killed himself because he didn't get enough mental health support."
What are you doing?
Because really, they've got blood in their hands for not offering it for free.
Right, yeah, okay, right, yeah.
Right, well, that has to come out.
But yeah, that whistleblower, man, he fucking got suicided, didn't he?
He got suicided.
Yeah.
Who did?
The Boeing whistleblower, halfway through giving evidence, decided to top
my job
himself.
Here is done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it was
just asking questions. That's what I'm saying. Just asking questions.
He was faced with the prospect of having to get on another Boeing flight. Just speed this up.
We all hate Boeing aircraft.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Again, another ginormous corporation. Fuck them.
We were inches away from securing a Boeing deal for this.
We were about to be sponsored by the Airbus.
Lord, give me strength.
Love podcasts. Hate not enough legroom. We never have that problem on every Boeing aircraft I've ever been on.
Yeah? Legroom an issue for your fella, is it?
Do you know it's not an issue for it either? Sadiq Khan. Background.
That felt racist.
It wasn't. He's a short man.
Thank you, Ed, for bringing us back to topic. Ava, is there anything else you'd like to say about Sadiq Khan's mayoral launch?
Yeah, so the big announcement today, if he is re-elected, he's going to build 40,000 council houses, which will be welcome to the 300,000 people who are currently on the waiting list.
Yeah, perfect.
For a council house.
Problem solved.
So he blames the Conservatives. He's saying that he's been under the constraints of the Conservative budget for the past 8 years, and that's why he hasn't been able to build. Last year, he built around 14,000 council houses. Boris Johnson, in his last year, built 17,000 council houses.
No, I didn't know he could build a house. So he's just a politician.
You think it's him in a hard hat?
Laying the bricks.
Jesus was a carpenter.
This is...
And he's the mayor of London?
It's right. Easter.
Oh, okay.
He will be a one-time mayor, one more term mayor. He'll be a three-term mayor because this whole
three trimesters does make a pregnancy.
Because he won't be able to do his. My hands have been tied by the Conservative government.
Yeah,
that doesn't work once Keir Starmer's in.
Right, oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh no!
I have to find up another reason for.
Please, can I have some money? No.
It's the same. My hands are tied by the Labour government.
I've actually defected.
There's going to be the line. Someone's going to get the line of their career 2 years into Sadiq Khan's third trimester, where he says, "I've had enough of Keir Starmer. Keir Starmer is not letting me do anything. He's strangling the people of London."
But I thought you said I thought you said they hugged each other.
They did hug each other. They did.
So that means nothing.
It'd be a ginormous departure from tradition then.
Do you know what was interesting?
Dick Whittington hugged his cat before he made him
Sadiq
Lord
Khan
Mayor.
Sadiq Khan got a standing ovation. Keir Starmer did not.
Who was the audience?
A lot of Labour supporters. Like charities and people that Labour have funded and, you know.
Who spoke first?
Keir.
I suppose the event is for Sadiq. So when someone's like announcing...
You kind of expect the Labour... You think they'd know the drill now. Whenever Starmer finishes speaking.
Yeah.
But
See, that's where Navalny went wrong.
Yeah.
That's the only...
He didn't clap when Starmer was speaking.
Oh, my God. But, like, at the Oscars, they don't give the presenter a standing ovation. They give the winner the standing ovation.
Well, he'd already been presented. He was presented by the leader of Westminster Council, Keir. And they clapped her as well.
Did he hug her?
He did hug her. That was actually
what is that? Whoa, where does that go?
Whoa, this changes everything.
Wait. I think she might be the next mayor of London.
So, when did Sadiq hug her?
That was the first hug.
He hugged her first.
Yeah,
that means she's going to be the prime minister.
Yeah.
Fuck
you.
Snubbed, I think, Don Butler.
Yeah.
Snubbed she is.
Yoda. any other big takeaways from the launch?
You were very interested in my Dawn Butler discussion when I was outside.
Yeah.
And then we come in here and all you do is mock me.
That's not true.
Just because I said Mayor. Mayor.
The Mayor of Mallorca.
Oh, nice. No, I could see that move for Dawn Butler, to be honest with you. She's not going to be getting in sort of progression within the parliamentary Labour Party, is she? Under Keir Starmer premiership. So I can understand her looking elsewhere for career advancement. I am fascinated though by the question of how long the big beasts of Andy Burnham and Sadiq Khan stay in the kind of wilderness once Labour wins the next election.
They wouldn't be in the wilderness, would they? They'd be in the fold.
No, but what I mean to say is you kind of these like bigger characters, right? During the Corbyn years, they kind of, you know, scattered to the four winds and kind of found political perches elsewhere that give them, you know, still a pretty significant degree of responsibility. Still, you know, you get a pretty decent media profile, and they're kind of in exile, right, waiting to return. And I wonder whether, well, first of all, whether they will return to Westminster once Keir is in, how much longer they wait. It's interesting, those kind of rival power centres that exist within the Labour Party and act as almost breakers. You remember during the lockdowns, right, when Andy Burnham was almost sort of openly challenging Keir Starmer for the Labour leadership, being like, well, if things carry on like this, I might have to get down there and sort it out type thing.
Me.
Daddy's home, Keir.
A man who lost the Labour leadership election.
Andy's back in town.
You cannot call him that.
Why not?
Two last thoughts. First thought, both Sadiq Khan and Dawn Butler think that Diane Abbott should have the whip restored.
Okay, yeah.
And the other one has left my mind. So that's been...
Okay.
It's good, glad we
were those two separate thoughts?
Yeah, they were two separate thoughts.
There isn't any world in which you can credibly argue that that Diane Abbott shouldn't have the Labour whip restored.
The line is that there has been an investigation ongoing for 11 months over an 8-line letter that was written to The Guardian.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's not particularly credible, is it?
It was a stupid letter.
Yeah, very much so. And she said as much herself, right? She apologised immediately afterwards and profusely for what she said.
There's a real sense... Go on.
I think there's a difference between misspeaking in a radio interview and deliberately sitting and writing a letter and then sending it to The Guardian. There are so many jumping off points from that.
No, because even if you said it in a radio interview, I think she should be held to the same...
But you understand that's like you haven't fully processed the thought as you're speaking it, retracting it. I think writing a letter is a much more egregious offence than just like a slip of the tongue or you've misspoken, perhaps.
I don't think that you can misspeak like that. I don't think you can one day wake up and think that ginger people experience the same... sort of anti-Semitism as Jewish people. Like, that's a thought that I think you've had before.
Well, I'm on the topic, actually. Brand new thought right now. Trying it out now on the radio with you, Nick Ferrari. What's a unit?
I think if we, just to talk about it seriously for a moment, the point that she was trying to make, which is that black people experience racism differently to, let's say, Irish people or Jewish people, I think that's a fair point. I think you can accept that, right? That those different people experience racism in different ways. Did she phrase it in an incredibly disrespectful, bad, hurtful manner? Yes. She apologised immediately afterwards, now, and profusely as well. There have been other instances where other Labour MPs, Neil Call would probably be a pretty good example, where there was intervention by the parliamentary authorities, right? But not on the behalf of the Labour Party. And so it opens up the question of, and John McDonnell was on the media round saying it this weekend and actually wrote to Keir at the time making this point, which is if you do not treat her similarly to how you've treated previous instances of this in the party, if you don't treat her fairly, it undermines the entire process. It undermines the seriousness with which you can say you handle allegations of racism or, you know, other forms of prejudice and discrimination, because it looks like you're doing it to Diane because she's a prominent left-wing figure in the party.
What are you shrugging for?
Like a you know, a bit of punctuation.
Right, right. Just say it with conviction or don't say it at all. No, do you know what I mean it? Don't you think?
There was a bit of conviction in that point.
There was.
Sorry, I'll just do this. This will be me now.
I completely agree with you. And that was the point that Apsana Begum was talking about as well.
You saw her on Friday. She was in the studio.
On Friday, yeah. She was talking about that. She was saying, you know, there are people who are, if you've self-declared yourself as a socialist, Keir Starmer doesn't seem to want you in the party. And if you look at the selection process up and down the country, the only socialist who's actually made it to the ballot has been Faiza Shaheen. Apart from that, everyone else has been kicked off. There was Maurice McLeod. He went to be a candidate. He's like a long-standing councillor. He's like the prime, perfect candidate, you know, to be on the ballot for Labour. And he was biffed off and he doesn't understand why. But if you add everyone together, the one common thread is that they are all socialists.
Get arrested, thrown in jail these days, don't you, just for saying you're a socialist?
So Navalny did. And Epstein.
Yep. And that Boeing guy. Socialist.
He wanted to share the whistleblowing.
The big hand of the big
you
hand
blow
of the IMF.
The whistle too.
The big hand of the IMF.
Do you know what the largest building by floor space is in the world?
What do you mean by floor space?
Square footage.
Yeah, like each floor added together, or just like widest building.
Well, interestingly, this building has fewer floors, but you may
Versailles.
No.
That's a good guess, though, Albin.
Yeah,
thank
is.
You. The Kremlin?
Nope.
The Pentagon?
Nope.
The Burj Al Khalifa?
No. You're thinking high. I want you to think wide.
The White House?
No. It's the Boeing factory.
Those moon... What are those called? Beluga planes.
Oh, yeah.
They're great.
Those big boys.
I don't know what that is.
It's a plane that carries another plane.
Oh.
Fucking drink
a
that
pregnant
in.
Plane.
Yeah.
That is walk gone mad. Yeah. Planes are pregnant. Boys.
I've had enough. The London mayoralty is a boy. Sadiq Khan cannot be in his third trimester. Beluga planes can't be
mad.
Pregnant.
Trans madness. Sadiq Khan wins third term.
This is Sadiq Khan's Britain. The planes are pregnant now. Disgusting.
Inside Sadiq Khan's London, they're all making you trans. You can't move without being made trans.
That should be Susan Hall's campaign. It'd be more cohesive than what she's got so far. Sadiq Khan wants to make you trans.
There's estrogen in the water. That's why London water tastes.
Do you remember when she lost her wallet and then someone gave it back to her?
Oh yeah, and she was like, "You'd be pickpocketed."
Yeah, the guy was like, "She just left it on the train."
What else is she up to, Susan Hall?
She put out a nice statement when Sadiq Khan was suffering some Islamophobia.
Oh.
She was like, "I hate him, but not because of that."
Definitely, it's definitely not that. That's not the reason. She put that like a defensive comment.
It's the other reason. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Lee, no, that's wrong. It's the other thing. That's why we don't like him. It's because he's in the Labour Party.
Quotation marks. It's a dog whistle for being Muslim. Oh, you're a friend of Starmer.
That's really
confirmed
funny.
Gateskelite.
I bathe in the light of Burnham, actually.
What do you think a friend of Ed Campbell, what do you think that would be code for?
Scottish.
A nice guy?
Yeah, Scottish.
Scottish.
Just hanging out, having a good time.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, because I like my friends. My friends are nice.
Oh, climb out.
If my friends are souls, never.
They're more than friends if you do that.
No, they're not. There's nothing romantic about it.
Nothing's... What is it? Was it pragmatic? Functional?
Yeah,
it?
You got to feel. I don't know. What even? I don't know what this joke is.
This is what I mean. He crosses his arms when he lies.
Don't love
yep.
it.
Yeah.
You've Your lips move when you lie.
When I speak, yeah. I lie.
Yeah.
Nice to be out of the lying, accusations for 1 minute.
Because you're about to say something else.
I never lie.
That's a lie. That in itself.
What, do I lie all the time?
Yes.
Oh, Ed has a massive penis.
That's a weird thing to say.
Right. What should I be angry about? The alleged truth that you two have seen each other nude.
No, in that light...
Should I be more
way.
Angry about the fact that Ava's decided to make personal dick jokes on the podcast?
No. What that suggests is Ava's been spying on me.
Is that what you immediately go to?
Oh, yes. I think Ava's been at my bedroom window, peeking in. I knew it was you. Ava's stalking me, selling photos of me on the dark web.
That's what "Are you a friend of Ed Campbell" means. Have you bought the pics? on the dark web, yeah. Mm.
There's going to have some really thorough vetting of the Reddit after this.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's the Politics Show cast.
I want to talk Penny Morden.
Sure.
They're at it again.
Yeah.
They're idiots. They're stupid. But
this is like his favourite bit to do. You say like a Tory politician and then Ed just goes, "They're stupid."
And then everyone
they're idiots.
Everyone in the comments goes, more insight from Ed Campbell.
Sorry.
Tell me more about your analysis, stupid. Ed.
Being like, oh yeah.
Penny Morden's dumb.
No, she's not dumb. Well, maybe she is. I don't know.
She's not actually, no.
Jury's out on that at the moment.
Jury, I need to do some more investigation into that. But being like, the Tory MPs, well, one Tory MP on the right, two Tory MPs on the right will have a plot to oust Sunak and install Queen of Our Hearts, Penny Morden, as Prime Minister. As long as she does not get to implement any policy and they leave trans stuff to them.
That was, that was the briefing. That she basically have to, in order for her to succeed in the Tory leadership, she would have to like renounce the trans community.
Hand over all power over everything to the right. So not her. So she wants, so she'll be like, Pétain in France. just puppet government led by Morden.
Yes, Pétain.
Do you not know Marshal Pétain?
The puppet.
It's a rogue reference.
Is it?
It's the fucking Second World War.
Oh, that really minor conflict that no one knows anything about.
No, but to say, oh, Penny Morden being installed by the Tory right, it's exactly like Marshal Pétain. Everyone's like, okay.
Sorry for...
I guess it, yeah, it scans, but... How much time did you spend thinking about Vichy France?
I did, got my best ever essay mark at uni about it. So, a lot.
What, about Penny Morden being like Petter?
Yep. No, but I think... So the deal is, for Penny Morden, you get to be Prime Minister for about 5 months. Mm. You'll achieve nothing, and we'll also achieve nothing, but we'll be in charge and everyone will know it. And we'll make things worse. Because everyone loves you, in quotation marks, because everyone loves how you stood behind the king with that sword.
It was quite cool, that.
It was a very impressive physical feat. I don't think that makes you a good Prime Minister.
No. Is that why we're impressed?
That's why people are like, Penny Morden's star has risen.
No, because she served cunt, that's why.
Glad you said it this time, not me.
But She did, yes. But I don't think it's a good enough reason to serve Prime Minister. She served cunt.
Right.
I don't think that's a good enough reason to be Prime Minister.
She served cunt. I would raise you and say that anyone can be a cunt if they're holding that sword.
It's not being a cunt.
I'm doing a joke.
Right.
I'm doing a joke. Every so often, some of my gay friends will like message me when someone tweets something, when they're trying to do like a serving cunt thing, when they're trying to like engage with the culture, and they get it just a little bit wrong, and they usually DM it to me and be like, "This is like you when you talk about Penny Mordaunt serving cunt. You're like so close to getting it, but you don't quite get it."
I think she's the mother, actually. Yeah.
The Reverend Mother.
She'd be Bene Gesserit.
But no, it is quite Bene Gesserit vibes, actually, isn't it? The coronation.
Yeah,
and her being there with that bejeweled sword.
Oh, that's,
my point
that's,
is,
that's the jam.
Yeah. What's the box?
I don't know the name of that. But that's what happens. You know when they go under the cover.
Charles covers, put his hand in the box. Yeah.
That's what I'm there.
Oh, it was mental, that, wasn't it?
It's like with the God is doing this now, and only no one can see. Mm. Why?
What do you think God did to him in that?
Imagine,
by the looks of things.
Imagine it was like, in his mind's eye, he's lived 10,000 millenniums in the space of like a second.
That's why he looks so out of it when he was walking down afterwards, is because he's just seen like the entire scope of human history, past, present, future, the totality of human emotion, feeling in that moment as they brought the thing around him. And then he's walking there like, oh my fucking God.
And now,
oh my fucking God.
And now, thanks to the bullshit that's constitutional monarchy, he can do nothing to affect it. You're cursed with the entire knowledge of human history, and you're the weakest king in the history of England.
It's quite poetic, that. Edward VI was surely
weaker. Was Edward VI?
Do I mean the first?
Oh, fucking come on, Mr. Petan.
Was Edward? I think Edward VI was Henry VIII's son.
Yeah.
Was he weaker?
Oh, he was really sickly. He couldn't even. Oh,
okay.
Like, yeah.
But no, but he had more power.
He was sick as fuck.
But he had more legal power.
Who was his successor?
It was in Parliament.
This is just like the history, isn't
Jane Seymour.
Fucking highbrow stuff.
Jane Seymour.
No. Jane Seymour did not. What?
No, Jane Seymour. Jane Grey. Excuse me.
Yeah. She. And they killed her.
In that horrible painting.
Beheaded her. What's horrible about that painting?
What's horrible about
it? That painting is amazing.
She looks sad. That's what I mean. It's like affecting.
That painting is like. It is. That painting is womanhood. That painting is Barbie.
What?
That
what
painting
way?
Said more about the experience of woman than Barbie ever will.
So you relate to being led to have your head chopped off after like being like installed as a puppet, like Petan, Queen of England.
Well, because your head doesn't have to be physically cut off, but the woman is often sacrificed to make a man look better, right?
Like Jermaine Greer.
So. Shut up with the fucking mental references today. What's this got to do with Jermaine Greer?
Well, the female eunuch.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going highbrow today. Keep up.
Better.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be pivoting to a history podcast anytime soon.
Just me naming things I don't know enough about.
Yeah, that was my takeaway from that conversation. My original point was that anyone looks good holding a 3.5 kilo bejeweled sword. That does not mean you should be a Tory leadership contender.
I don't think that you would look as good as she did.
I beg to fucking differ.
What if you wore the outfit?
Carbon copy.
Yeah.
No, okay. Like if I had to wear if I had to wear the like Petan cap, that is kind of like the caps they wore. You give me that.
I don't know the caps they wore.
He doesn't know anything outside of this one reference anyway.
He thinks Petan was naked the entire time.
He read it in Politico this morning. He repeated it verbatim.
The Nazis banned clothes in Vichy France.
Mad that that's just like more than the water. You know what I mean?
What?
Vichy.
The Vichy water?
Did you not? Vichy water?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Carry on.
Okay. If I had to wear the exact same thing that she was wearing when she did it...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would look as good, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
If I could choose my own clothes...
What would you choose? Like a sailor's uniform?
Leopard print thong.
Oh my God.
You should wear an army outfit.
Nah.
Stolen valor.
A candy G-string and the sword.
Your Majesty?
Yeah. Just destroy the somber nature of the whole occasion.
Then you could slice
some Kanye, you know, the shutter shades. Clearly pinging off my nuts.
It lights up. The sword lights up like the one like children get at a Christmas fair.
Yeah, I'd also probably learn some tricks. See, you know, I'd be swinging it about like that.
See if you wanted to be the Tory right's chosen leadership thing.
Yeah.
What would your tactic be to attract them?
Renounce trans rights.
Immediately.
Yeah.
It's quite route one.
Well, they've said, they've told you what they want you to do.
I've got it.
Yeah.
Guns.
Ah, yeah. Everyone should have a gun.
Everyone has a gun.
We've talked about it before. If we said that we were going to hang paedophiles.
Yeah.
That is how you could win an entire election off of that.
I think you need something novel. Like, we should invade. We should have Belgium. Should be ours.
Why would we want Belgium?
Because to take it back from the woke EU. We're claiming it from the heart of themselves.
You're overthinking it.
Yeah. Am I?
Ireland. Ireland. Land border. Easier to invade.
Yes, but that was...
We were too on the defensive during the Troubles. We were just trying to keep what we had, right? No. Yes. Yes, my brothers in Christ. A united Ireland. Under the Union.
Under the United Kingdom.
We're like 12 hours out of St. Patrick's Day.
I know. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you.
He was an Italian, I'd like to add.
An Italian?
He was, yeah.
What's the Italian name that's Patrick?
I don't know. Patrico?
That tracks. I'll buy that.
It scans.
I don't know what it is. So.
Podrigio.
What? Patricio. Shut up.
Patricio, Sean said.
Patricio. Is it actually?
Do you buy that? I do.
Yeah, fine.
I think United Ireland is a way to win back. But then do they care about Ireland?
Crucially, no, they don't care about Ireland, but they love war. So you simultaneously say, we will conquer Ireland, and because we will need to impose martial law to achieve it.
Like Marshal Pétain?
Exactly. We will call it Pétain's law. Everyone gets a gun.
In Ireland?
No.
We can't. We saw what happened last time when that happened.
No. We all get guns.
Brits get guns. Okay, well, we saw how that worked out again.
Then we mass all of the Brits
on the
just outside Belfast.
Right.
And then we march south.
I think we need to go from the south.
Oh, what? Naval landing? Amphibious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if we start in the north, they know that territory quite well. And if...
As opposed to their country as well, in the south.
But I think if you say you're the IRA leadership, which doesn't exist officially. I don't know.
Very good.
When they're not busy in politics. What?
Oh, that crosses a line.
That does. That was outrageous.
That crosses a line.
If you were an old man who was once in charge of the IRA. You know Northern Ireland like the back of your hand. You know how to fight the Brits there. The south of Ireland, like the southernmost point, you haven't got a fucking clue.
As if Northern Ireland is like a rainforest and the south of Ireland is like a fucking like jungle. Like a desert. Like, what is it? Doesn't.
But I think you could send a text and be like, battle stations, lads. And they would all be like opening up the back doors for people to sprint through. Things like that. They'd fall into it like that. They've done it before. But then, if you started at the bottom of the island of Ireland...
He hasn't got a fucking clue. He wouldn't know Pétain from Mussolini.
You've got to name another one now. Oh, okay.
I wouldn't know Pétain from Mussolini. Okay. I don't. I'll give you that.
Name the one crucial difference.
The one, one's Italian, one's French.
All right, you've got a point this time.
Where would you land?
I don't know enough about the geography of Ireland.
Well, so you're qualified enough to say we should go through the south.
I didn't say I was qualified.
They don't know it that well down there.
I didn't realize.
I do. I know it very well. Where are we landing? Don't know.
Do you know they actually haven't mapped out quite a lot of the Republic?
There's still maps that have like sea monsters on them. The woke EU is trying to take that away from them.
Yeah.
Okay, so we cast off trans rights.
We invade Ireland.
We invade Ireland.
And because the country's under martial law, everyone gets a gun.
Yes.
But you can only fight the Irish.
Okay, so you can only use the guns on the Irish.
No, only the Irish trans.
Right. Okay, we're getting somewhere now. What about rationing? That would work as well.
Oh, they'd love that.
Yeah.
They finally get to
do
it. Because
we're at war, so yeah.
We need another fuel crisis, don't we?
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
You need to pick up your neighbours, help your neighbours.
And we'd also, we could all build Anderson shelters and live in them. They'd love that.
Grow your own veg, build a bomb shelter.
Bring back rationing, I think, is quite a vote winner to some measure of the Conservative Party, but only on like halal products.
Sorry.
That's the real winner.
So
ration halal products.
Only halal products?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Because they like the idea of rationing,
mm.
but they would never want to do it themselves.
Mm.
And what would they never touch? Anything halal.
Well,
so what you're saying is bring back rationing for Muslims.
That's a vote winner to the Tory right, is right, what I'm okay, saying. Yeah. It's not my own personal opinion, believe it or not.
You just said it, mate.
you said invade Ireland.
You said it. Yeah, I'm on the record many times saying I support a unified Ireland. No one bothered to ask me under what guise.
the Republic of West Cornwall.
Oh, yeah, what would we call it?
What did we call it before? Ireland.
I think Stalingrad. We called it Ireland, yeah. But yeah. Stalingrad. You want to call it Stalingrad, right?
No, that's what we called it before.
We could call it Stalingrad.
Did you see that piece in The Guardian today that said voters are more pessimistic than ever heading to the polls, which could result in not having a Labour landslide?
Hmm.
Yeah, look, I can see apathy. I think it's the most commonly recurring theme whenever we, you know, whether it's Ed and Nick doing Extreme Britain or other Voxes or you, so many times people say that they've just fucking had enough, right?
Me in general?
No, when you go out and do work.
Just me and my persona.
your general vibe of apathy. No.
You're really bringing the mood down at work. Everyone's talking about it.
Thank you.
I think apathy is a big problem. And it's a real risk. The same thing happened, right? You look at late 80s through the early 90s, that when the Labour Party shifts to the right and towards the centre, particularly, I mean, it's less acute now because the Tories are much more to the right than they have been in recent history. But if you have two parties of the centre contesting an election, turnout decreases, engagement decreases, because people, rightly or wrongly, I would say rightly, go, well, what's the fucking point of me participating in this? Do I want Pepsi or Coke? Do I have the guy in the red tie or the blue tie?
Mm.
You know, it doesn't make a fucking jot of difference. I voted for Brexit. I still don't taste my succulent sovereignty.
Mm.
But when I get Ireland.
But if you stand on the invade Ireland ticket, all those people will come back in droves.
If sovereignty was a flavour, what would it be?
What does sovereignty taste like?
Mm-hmm.
Like rum and raisin.
Do you think?
Rum and raisin's quite nice.
But I think it's like one of those like oldie flavours.
I think it's more like coins.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, I was going for actual flavours like of ice cream.
No, yeah, I'm going like metallic.
I think it would taste like that. It tastes horrible.
Don't complain about that now.
It's appalling, water.
Don't complain about that.
How did you get that water, Ava?
I went and got it.
That's a lie.
Let me get off my back.
Ava demanded that Finn...
I did not.
We were all here.
Yeah, but you're a liar.
I don't think you can accuse anyone of being a liar.
Oh, I lie all the time, yeah?
Yes.
You said you got it yourself.
Ed's got a girlfriend.
It doesn't cut both ways, does it?
What doesn't
you cut can't go, Ed has a massive penis, ha ha ha, I lie all the time, and then go, I got this glass of water myself, and expect no one to level the accusation.
Because I didn't get the water myself, did I? Finn got it for me.
So you did lie.
But not through lack of trying.
You didn't even ask him to get it for you. You just said, I'm actually quite thirsty.
Do you know what? Someone's been on the telly too much.
Yeah. I was just saying that I was thirsty. That didn't mean go and get me some water.
Look what happened.
Yeah, but...
Think before you speak.
Why don't you do the same?
It's good. Good message for everyone listening. Be kind to each other.
Yeah.
I do think a lot about what I say, and that's how I end up endorsing things like invading Ireland. I see why they do it with Penny. Because you're so low. You are at rock bottom.
No, fuck it.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter. Just like, you know?
Spin the wheel.
Yeah. What is that?
Rolling the dice.
Oh.
I did think it was. I did wonder where it was going. It was a good thing that the end of that mime was so good, because the beginning was good. That was quite ambiguous.
I'm really trying today.
Do it again. Roll the dice. Oh, come on. Now that's rolling the dice.
Why did you spit on your hand before that?
Sometimes people do blow on the dice, though, don't they?
Yeah.
They go.
That's so much better as a mime. That's so clearly rolling dice.
Yeah.
Thanks for your feedback, guys.
Next time when you enter your mime composition. But you think Penny's the right?
Thank you. Yeah, no.
The right candidate.
No, I think you'll make absolutely no jot of difference. You know, I think...
I'd quite like them to do it.
Yeah, I'd like them to do it as well, because it'd be funny. You know.
I don't think it would be funny.
No?
I think she's... she looks fed up with it, though. Do you ever watch her doing the... She reads out the business of the house on a Monday in the Commons.
Didn't she accuse the SNP of, like, bankrolling porn the other day in the Commons?
Oh, it was bankrolling trans ideology or something? Or, like...
No, there was, like... She had a clip. It was, was it erotic literature?
Oh, it was. This is quite funny.
I'd get him to cheer up with some SNP bashing.
The Scottish government had given like a creative grant to this film, like short film being made by like an artist.
And
what they didn't realise was that it was going to contain real sex, like not like simulated sex. It was going to have like full on like two women having sex.
Well, that's just method acting, isn't it?
I don't think.
Have you
so.
Been to an art gallery recently?
He's never had sex, isn't he?
Well, yeah, there you go. But you know, even if you look at like the impressionists were even like, you know,
at it.
They were.
But there's one thing being like,
yeah, there's one thing drawing sex, but if you film it, then it's not art anymore; it's porn.
I think. Well, yeah.
Right. So anyway, she accused them of funding, funding hardcore porn movie with taxpayers' cash.
Of just like lesbians having sex in the woods.
But actually what that actually raises a really interesting question, because do you know what's going on with Margaret Thatcher in the V&A as well at the moment? Margaret Thatcher's been put in as a Punch and Judy.
They listed her alongside Bin Laden. And
yeah.
I thought this was quite like a nothing-y story.
Oh. No, okay, hang on. Can we just, like ADHD people, let's just get through this. So what the point I was going to say, because you're switching topics.
Why is that like ADHD? Because
you're switching topics a lot.
You should have said, let's be like Daniel Bedingfield and get through this.
The V&A have a project on, which is Margaret Thatcher, and she's in the Punch and Judy, yes, with Osama bin Laden. But now, adjacent to that, you've got Penny Morden criticising the Scottish for giving taxpayer money to some people fucking, which is also an art installation.
Yep.
Kneecap didn't get their grant from the UK government.
Yeah.
Question, should art money that comes from the government, should you know what the outcome is of that art? Doesn't that sound a bit
dictator
to you?
And say that you didn't really clarify things with that question.
What do you mean? Because you were looking at me the entire time as if, and it was putting me off.
No, like Natasha Bedingfield, I'm torn.
Oh!
That's Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, shit, is it? Yeah. Oh, damn it. Yeah.
What did she Crap. Say? What did Natasha Bedingfield say?
Unwritten. Yeah.
Okay, can I do another take of that?
Can you let them get away with that?
No, because if you're doing another take, then I get to do that fucking whole paragraph again.
So the V&A thing is, there's a history of Punch and Judy at the V&A, and they say sometimes they update the villain, who used to be the devil traditionally, to a more contemporary villain, like Margaret Thatcher, Hitler, or Osama bin Laden, which is a mental... It's a very funny group of three to choose. And people are saying... An MP, I can't remember which one, compared it to, they were like, MPs are getting death threats all the time, and the V&A do this. It's like, well, I don't think one's encouraged. I don't think that's being encouraged by this.
They have totally. They have made death threats have ceased to exist under this current house.
That's good.
No, because they say that death threats are anything. Chris Bryant, what did he say was a death threat the other week?
It was the Sideshow Bob meme with the rakes. He was like, you're saying I should be repeatedly hit in the head with hammers. Yeah. That was bad.
And the kneecap thing is...
Look, I think people are getting too sensitive about this stuff. I think you're right. I think, you know, you can't even say that you want to shoot Diane Abbott anymore without people getting upset about it.
Yeah, but Creative England didn't give that man a grant. If anything, that man was paying the racism tax.
What's that, donating to the Tory party?
Yeah, you give £15 million on fire and you get to say those things.
Can you think of a worse way to spend money right now than donating it to the bloody Tory party?
£15 million. Stupid money.
You're right.
Yeah, but you get it back. He got it back in contracts, didn't he?
Oh.
More than that, nice. I think, wasn't it? Mm.
Very so you've got, nice. Like, what, 400 million back?
Yeah, small change.
It's fucking good yeah. arbitrage, then, isn't it?
So if you were an investor, Ed, you would know that putting 15 million down and getting 400
million. This is why
back...
you're poor. Figure it out. Figure it out.
You're both hustle bros. You're both absolute grind.
Hashtag grindset. What you got to do? Get 15 million. Donate it to the Tories. 330X, baby!
Everybody says that Thatcher, yeah. Bin Laden, and Hitler are bad people, but let's take another look at it.
Let's go deeper.
What can entrepreneurs learn from Bin Laden? Never give up on your dreams. He just hung out playing the PlayStation in his bunker.
Did he? Did he play PlayStation?
Yeah, there's some like.
They didn't have that on the diagram.
I thought he
did
was
they?
Just rolling the dice down there.
No. He was like an avid like COD player or something.
They didn't have Call of Duty. They what?
In Pakistan? No,
that's not what I was saying. In 2000 and well, early 2000s.
Oh, I meant when he died, not before.
Right.
But he might have had a PlayStation 1 back then. We don't know that he didn't.
What year did he die?
20.
Ooh. Obama. It was 10. Obama.
No, it was 2010.
2010, 2011.
I'm going to say 2013.
When did Bin Laden die?
I feel like 2011. If it was 2012, we'd know.
Because it would have...
It was an Olympic year.
Because it would have been part of the opening ceremony. The Olympics? They'd have timed it perfectly.
What did you say?
2011.
What did you say?
2010.
2011.
Good knowledge.
Mm.
2nd of May.
Mm. 2nd of May.
Buried at sea. Yep.
Buried at sea?
Do you know that Kevin Bridges joke about that?
No.
So seemingly, Kevin Bridges was speaking after Obama at an event, and Obama was talking about how. I don't know. Anyway, that's all the information I have. This is for the audience. This is just me retelling. It's Kevin Bridges' joke. So, he was speaking after.
It's like being in the room with Kevin Bridges. To be fair, isn't it? It's exactly the same.
Who's right? After Obama, he was saying when he was so proud of the decorum shown by the Navy SEALs who killed Bin Laden and. Paid him respect by burying him at sea, and Kevin Bridges came on afterwards and he went, there's no way those guys weren't using Bin Laden as a banana boat.
Do you think they understood what he said?
I don't know where it was. I don't think it was a room of Navy SEALs.
What do you think the event is that books Obama then Bridges? Right? That's peculiar. That's a peculiar.
Mighty Hoopla.
Yeah. Peculiar.
Mighty Hoopla.
Obama B2B with Kevin Bridges. Then Cascada. What would it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shut the fridge.
It's the Politics Show cast.
Corbyn?
Sorry, Corbyn.
Corbyn, as I call him.
Corbyn.
What, as in like Orban?
Like Mayor?
No, like Corbyn.
Oh.
Like the. Corbyn shooting.
Okay.
What's happening with Jeremy Corbyn, Ava?
The Sunday Times reported that he is running as an independent because someone inquired with a printing firm about whether they would print for independent candidates as well as Labour candidates From that, it was implied that Jeremy Corbyn is going to run as an independent candidate. Now, this is not shocking because he was always going to run and he has not been given the parliamentary whip back. Ergo, he will have to run as an independent candidate. But he's not going... The reason that he hasn't declared it yet is that he's still involved in the constituency Labour Party and he's able to do that because he's still a Labour Party member. If you ever say, I'm going to stand not for Labour... you get kicked out of the party automatically. Mm. And right now he likes being on the email threads. I'm not even joking. He actually likes to, he's still included in the CLPs and he's still on the email threads and he likes that. So he stays.
Mm. Everyone needs a hobby.
But
good to get.
What, being
good,
an MP?
Yeah, good to get at the house.
They have been so careful the entire time. He's never supported any party apart from... Like, he hasn't said anything at all.
Who would he support? But there's not a party for him to support it.
Green.
Is the Peace and Justice Project, is that not?
Well, that was what it was. That was for a while, it was thought that he would run under that umbrella.
Mm.
That office is in his constituency as well.
Mm.
Do we think he'd win?
Yeah, I think so.
They've got a Jeremy Corbyn cafe in Finsbury Park. People really like him.
Yeah.
I think it's different, isn't it? Like, I think you look at most safe seats and you go, bloody hell, 30,000 majority. They must love Peter Bone.
Nobody's ever said that before.
But you change the candidate and you discover, no, it is not the individual, it's the party.
I think the red rosette.
Yeah, I think it's slightly different here in that he is a former leader. You know, he's somebody who does have a high public profile,
cult of personality,
and in particular his case, right? He's someone who has like a cultish following around.
Like Ed Miliband couldn't do this.
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah.
No, we wouldn't be so certain of Ed Miliband.
I think the extra 5 years does make a difference as well. But yes, for sure. You know.
I don't think you needed to land that jibe.
It wasn't a jibe. It wasn't an affront to Ed Miliband. I'm not trying to insult him.
But you felt like it was.
So
can a man eat a sandwich?
I didn't say
in peace.
So acknowledging the Miller fandom, I don't think that's a powerful enough force as Jeremy Corbyn's cult of personality and the hold he still has over the British left.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Why? Okay, I spoke last. It's now you two's time to speak. Let me know if you need any more cues for conversation.
Yes, please.
Ollie, your turn.
That's not how this works.
Ava?
Normally you would feed us a question that you know, what are you interested in?
Well, you just tried to insult me.
By what? Saying that you...
You shouted, well, you would say that. I've ruled nothing.
That's kind of the format. Like she's been doing that for 6 months.
I've
if you have a problem with it, the time to take umbrage with it was about 6 months ago. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, that's good, that.
But Miliband less popular than Corbyn is my argument.
No, shut the fuck up, man. Yeah, I think he'll still win as an independent, Corbyn.
Now, I'm not so sure about Diane Abbott.
Ooh.
I also agree.
Mm.
That's interesting.
I think there would be a big campaign mobilised. But I don't know.
She's not as universally beloved.
You haven't been to Hackney?
They do be loving her in Hackney.
Yeah. Are you saying I haven't been to Hackney?
If you don't think that she is beloved.
You cannot move for people.
Diane Abbott t-shirts.
Everyone. She rules as queen.
How often do you go to Hackney?
People drinking
like, tins. I'd say once every fortnight.
No, you do not.
Once a fortnight.
No, you don't.
What?
Don't talk out your ass.
Fortnight.
Sorry, never. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Exactly.
That's far more believable.
What do you do up there? Go to Broadway Market, do you?
No, I hang out with Diane Abbott and campaign for her, because that's the only thing you do in Hackney, seemingly.
Yeah, people wear Diane Abbott t-shirts. They drink those tins of like mojitos and stuff.
They write letters to The Guardian.
They do, yeah. They write racially charged letters to newspapers.
It's the only thing you can do up there.
Numeracy rates in the schools, shocking.
But there are so many underpaid police officers.
But Corbyn,
I think they
most
could,
popular.
They could do a joint ticket. They could do peace and justice. Jeremy and Diane getting the old band.
Which
back
one? Who's
again.
Who?
Who's peace and who's justice? Corbyn's peace, Diane is justice in the 80s cop drama.
I'm justice. Eat this.
Corbyn like floats in. No, peace.
Shut up.
Get out of my way, Jeremy.
They're on that motorbike.
Like it's a sidecar.
Yeah.
You know, they used to ride a motorbike together.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, it'd be funnier if it was a tandem. Just going between constituencies.
Well, it probably would be a tandem now, wouldn't it? He cycles everywhere, Jeremy, doesn't he?
I don't think it would be a tandem. I don't think you would just get a tandem because you cycle. Oh, the logical next step? Bigger bike!
Every time they get another candidate in their elections, they have to get a bigger bike. They get on the back.
Sidecar, someone sitting on the handlebar. See, Miliband could never command that.
No, he'd never do that, no. Never.
Him and David Miliband on a tandem together.
Has a British politician tried to harness the power of the tandem bicycle?
They must.
I think they're inherently silly and no one has ever dared to try and temper it.
There you go. How would I win a leadership election if I was the
Ban
Tories?
The tandem.
Forget. No, no, no. You've gone completely the wrong direction, Ed. We wouldn't even have to invade Ireland. We would just need one tandem bicycle. Me, Penny Morden, tour of the country, election won. Has anyone done it?
That would be sick.
There is a picture here of Boris Johnson and Paxman on one.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels like a Newsnight segment, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's sick.
That makes sense, actually, doesn't it, to do something like that?
Yeah.
Because Boris Johnson liked to cycle.
Do you think you ever get, like, cut and shut tandems?
Cut and shut?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, when they put two cars together. They steal two cars and, like, put the back onto one. To make, like, it's like front, Renault Megane, back, Vauxhall Astra. So it's like,
wow, that's crazy.
Is that a thing?
They cut and shut cars, yeah.
How much variance can there be between two bikes?
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're doing with all the stolen bikes in London.
You could put a fixie with a lady's bike. And
maybe.
Maybe a trans bike. That.
This bike is for biological females only.
I'm going to be interviewing Judith Butler later this week.
Speaking of.
God,
yeah.
Are you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, that's exciting.
Act more excited.
Whoopee.
Fucking hell.
What are you going to talk to Judith about? Our bike strands?
If I chop a fixie and a road bike in half and stick them together, is that trans? What do you reckon, Judith? And then we'll just do that for an hour.
Would you let a fixie bike into a female changing room?
Just, is this trans? Just
a slideshow.
But it's like you're crying. I just don't get it.
Teach me, please.
I don't really know what the word means. And I'm too afraid to ask.
That'd be quite a funny bit, wouldn't it? Holly doesn't know what trans is, so we got one of the foremost thinkers when it comes to gender to sit in a room with him for an hour and try and explain the concept to him.
Holly keeps saying that Sadiq Khan is trying to make everyone trans, and I don't think he knows what that means. Sadiq Khan's.
to do the next public appearance in Ican. And he's huge tits.
They enter the room before he does. Hate to see him leave, but I'd love to watch him go.
Because his tits are on his arse.
No, tits are front.
Boobs are back again.
He's had a BBL as well.
Boobs are back.
And front.
Can we finish on a high?
Yeah, sure.
Can we finish there?
There's now a K.
What's
LGBTK. Can. Plus. Can.
What's your high going to be? Is your...
No, the high was going to be the Sadiq Khan boob job joke.
Oh, right.
But we can talk about Kemi Badenoch if you want.
No, I've got no... I don't know.
What's she done?
I care that she thought that, you know, the racism row was trivial, but you boys don't care, and that's fine. You're just interested in boobs.
You're putting words in our mouth. She is. I also care about that. And I think Sadiq can do what he wants with his body.
All right, we better leave it there.
Sadiq can, in front of a women's group, be like, my body, my choice.
I'm in my third trimester. My name is now Sadiq Cans.
They say I'm making...
Oh my God, did you mean Cans?
Yes, Ava!
I just thought that's how he said Khan.
That's good stuff. I've read in the papers that I'm making everyone trans.
I'm so stressed because I know that one of his press officers will listen to this podcast because I've said that we're talking about Sadiq.
We'll have to go to them for comment.
So, hopefully they switch off after that, like when they get into the middle section and they
if
don't
you're listening,
say to the
press officer, please get in touch with us to confirm or deny these rumours. We're sending you an advanced copy of this podcast.
Sadiq. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure having you both on the podcast. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us. That's the end of the season one.
Would you respect me more if I look like Sydney Sweeney?
No, I respect you to the hundred, the most I can, and your looks have nothing to do
most
with it.
Most I cans. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That's all I have to say on the issue.
Oh, really? You don't have anything else to say on that point?
I think it was quite.
Oh yeah, you were very erudite. Yeah, you were.
Oh, you said nothing.
That was the correct way. Yeah, thank you. It was also the correct way to answer that question.
Well, I don't want Ava thinking in any way that I respect her. I think I want Ava to know how much I respect her, which is the most. I'm the ultimate woman respect. Any woman. Thatcher. Bin Laden.
Bin Laden?
Bin Laden was trans.
No. That is not going in there.
I think it is.
Nobody really knows, to be fair.
We will not spit on the grave of Bin Laden like that.
Have some respect.
Why is that?
You don't read the letter to America.
I think it'd be fine if Bin Laden was trans. It's the other things about my objective.
The massive cans.
9/11. Wasn't a big fan of that. I'm not an Al-Qaeda guy.
Really?
No.
Oh, what is your terrorist group of choice?
Ollie's underground bring back Ireland under the yoke of British control.
Don't belittle my movement. We're not a terrorist group. We are the Conservative and Unionist Party. We are Northern Ireland.
We are the British Army.
Do not call us a terrorist group.
Did we know that the UVF bombed Glasgow?
I didn't know that. What was it, like a Celtic pub or something?
Yeah, it was two Celtic pubs. Yeah. Five people got injured, and the IRA basically needed Scotland to be a safe zone for, like, if someone had to flee for gun running and fundraising. So they declined to retaliate. And that's why the trouble stayed contained to Northern Ireland and didn't spill over into Scotland.
Great lads, weren't they?
All right.
Yeah.
You standing by that? Okay. Good luck going back to Birmingham.
They declined to retaliate. Good guys.
And that excuses
everything else.
Okay. Okay. So Bin Laden apologises for 9/11.
Fine.
Thank you for being the bigger person.
He was quite tall, apparently.
Really tall.
You wouldn't want to be tall and in a cave, would you?
Oh, it must have been very uncomfortable.
Bang your head and all the stalactites.
Low back pain.
Stalactites? You think there was a lot of stalactites down there?
In the cave?
Yeah.
It was a cave.
I really think we're done here.
I don't know.
Is someone cut it off?
Does anyone have anything else to add about the IRA? It's the deep cans?
I like this nether zone because it's simultaneously uncomfortable, but also...
and
I think,
compelling audio.
I think it has, if you were to look at sort of like risk of cancellation... The last 2 minutes of the episode are where that risk is highest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our enemies should really comb through that for, like, the Bin Laden is trans thing. I don't know about that. And I said it.
Exactly. That's what I mean. You wouldn't say that at the beginning of the episode.
What do you think that you'll be cancelled for?
He's got a lot of his cough here.
I mean, in this episode or just generally?
Wait, what do you think? What's the worst thing that Ed's ever said? Probably that some of the IRA are in political parties.
I think it's a fact, is it not?
It was probably when he said that it's a shame the UVF didn't actually kill any of the people when they bombed those pubs.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. No!
Wow, you shouldn't have said that.
I didn't. I said I wish the IRA had retaliated. I'd have had a much more interesting childhood.
Oh, Ed.
That's disgusting.
That's what everyone says from Belfast. They're like, wow, my childhood was interesting.
You're right, they do be saying that.
It was never dull.
All right.
You're so desperate for this to end.
I think it should have ended 10 minutes ago.
You've not drank any of Finn's water.
Yeah, because it tastes like sovereignty.
You asked for it.
Yeah, but it tastes...
You demanded it.
It tastes so bad.
You didn't even ask for it.
There's so many other things I'd rather drink than
you
that.
You implied that he should get it for you.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You said, I'm thirsty, and looked at him. Like this. You said, I'm thirsty.
And you rang a wee bell.
A what?
A wee bell.
A what?
Don't pretend you don't understand me.
What?
I'd say that's a microaggression.
In a long list of microaggressions of this company.
I was telling Ed that on Friday, I got into this, someone from the council came round. And I was trying to talk to him, he was Scottish, about, I was trying to say Curtin Road to him, and it went on for like 20 minutes until I had to write it down, because he thought I was saying garden, and then when I spelled out curtain, he was like, why didn't you say that in the first place? I was like...
That's a good question, why didn't I?
Yeah. Ed liked that story.
Could you say curtain and
curtain.
And garden?
Garden.
And again?
Curtin.
Yeah.
Garden.
And you?
Curtin, garden. You work for the council, Ollie.
I can understand the difference.
It's so good, I.
Right.
He couldn't.
It might just be a him thing rather than like a Scottish thing.
Sounds like a Scottish thing to me.
Overall fucking morons.
Yeah.
We don't get enough vitamin
D. Does he want a job at Politics Joe?
Well, as soon as he sorted out the thing I need him to sort out, then he can come and work here. As official translator.
I think I might wrap it up now.
Oh, thank God, please.
No, I think let's wrap it up. Why did they even wink at me there?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You're lying again. Remember to like and subscribe.
See you in the subreddit.
See you on the subreddit for some good faith discussion and memes.
What else can we ask them to do? Watch the Apsana Begum interview.
Rate us 5 stars.
I think you should just think that the real politics episode will be on Wednesdays from now on. So if you don't like the chit chat, don't listen to the Monday.
No, stop. We did.
We've done a ton of politics.
An hour of politics in that.
It's just interspersed.
Okay, and then there was half an hour of Sadiq Khan's cans.
That's like an Easter egg at the end.
We should reunify Ireland under the British flag.
We didn't say we should. We were imitating the Tory right.
I've told you once, I'll say it again. You can say whatever you want on this podcast as long as you start it with the Conservative Party would like to. It's like a get out of jail free card.
I don't think you should have said that.
What?
Now that I've worked out what you were doing.
What else should we encourage the audience to do?
Rate 5 stars on wherever you listen to your podcast. 5-star review,
very important.
Email us.
Oh, yeah. Email ed@joe.co.uk.
I like when listeners email. Very thoughtful.
Mm. Ed actually does really like it.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's nice.
I find it a massive invasion of my privacy.
On your work email? About work?
Yeah, I don't even like it when Ollie emails me. When Ollie sends a calendar invite, I go, what the fuck does he want now?
You smash your laptop.
The last email I received from a listener, the subject line was just, blood on your hands, and then it was a collage of images, like if you typed blood on hands into Google image search, and they'd attach like 5 of them to the email.
What did you have blood on your hands for?
I wasn't entirely sure.
Could you follow that up?
I'm just trying to pull it up. I'll see if I can.
If you're listening and you recently told Ollie that he's got blood on his hands, I would like to know what he has blood on his hands for.
Comment publicly on the YouTube.
Send it to me. Yeah.
That's an interesting... It was like clip art.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what you did. Okay, reply to the YouTube...
I'm not going to reply!
No, reply to the YouTube with a third emoji. That's what Ollie has blood on his hands for.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
That's good. I like it when people tell stories with emojis, you know, rather than using words.
Yeah, like a fun game. You have to work it out.
You have to figure out what it is.
That's good.
Well, do you do that often?
I like to do it when I'm doing my family Christmas pub quiz. I make a quiz for everyone at Christmas, and I'll often do a round, which is like film titles, but they're written as emojis.
Shark.
What?
Shark emoji.
What about the shark emoji?
What film's that?
Is it Shark Tale?
Nope.
I think it's probably Jaws, isn't it?
It's Jaws.
Okay. All right.
Oh, go on. Do one. Do one.
Okay.
This is great audio.
A beach. Yeah.
Beach.
Yeah, beach and a worm.
Beach, June. Worm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me get one up. I'll see if you can figure it out.
But these are tough.
What else would you like the audience to do?
Come up with... This game is quite fun. If you tweet us with this, we'll play with you.
Give me a second. I need to write it down on here so that no one can see it.
What?
I'm going to show it to you in a second.
All these drafting ones for us. Right now.
What did you do this weekend, Ed? Spend much time in Hackney?
Every day. Every waking hour, working with Diane.
Yeah.
Can't move.
You do not go to Hackney once every fortnight. It's total bollocks.
Why?
What's that?
So it's a wave and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11 men with mustaches. Wave.
That film about the tsunami.
Nope.
Wave, 11 men with mustaches.
Wave. I know I heard you the first time. I'm making him suffer. And I heard Finn say it as well. Laura, have you got it? Yeah.
How have you all got
Shawnee,
it?
Shawnee, you got it? This is rough for you, lads.
Yeah, it's appalling. What
I
is
haven't
it?
Got a clue. The Full Monty.
Cars 2.
What?
I'm just guessing. Evil.
Right. Austin Powers.
Nope.
Wavemen.
Nope.
Borat.
Nope.
Wave.
Seaman. Jackass.
I told you that's a film.
Titanic.
Nope.
Shakespeare in Love.
Nope.
Little Woman.
Nope.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Oh, well, no. I thought I genuinely had it, and I realised it's not that at all. I leapt. I was like, oh, I've definitely got it. Snow White was my next guess.
You're getting there.
Snow White.
You're moving in the right direction.
Little Mermaid.
No.
Aladdin.
No.
What, it's similar to Snow White?
But
no. Cinderella.
Birth of a Nation. It's favourite film.
Three Billboards Over Missouri.
Right.
Sorry to bother you.
Nope.
Why is it a recent film?
Why is it similar to Snow White?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Wave and the 11 Men.
If you can't get it now, I don't know what to say.
12 Angry Men. Wave and the 11 Men. Pirates of the Caribbean. Eva, you've not got it either.
I forgot Cliff. Wave and the 11 Men, what does that mean?
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Wave and the 11 Men.
Genuinely, I don't know. You are so close.
What?
Wave and the 11 Men.
It's insane that you haven't got it yet.
Wave and the 11 Men. Wave and the Little Men. Little Men. Wave, sea.
What is it?
Ocean, Wave and the 11 Men. Steve Zissou.
Wave.
11 Men.
Yeah.
Are the 11 Men characters?
Yeah. You nearly had it just then.
The Hobbit.
No.
Wave and the 11 Men. The Elven Men.
No.
The Vand.
No.
Wave, Under the Sea, Little Mermaid.
No.
Life Aquatic.
No.
It was really not trying.
Can you tell us now?
How close are we?
I think we're literally.
You've said it. You've said it without saying it.
Wave and the 11 Men. Why?
Do they all? Are the moustaches important? Or are they just guys? Are the moustaches important?
No.
Okay, they're just guys. They're just guys. They don't necessarily have moustaches.
There's 11 guys.
There's 11 guys.
Yeah.
And it's not 12 Angry Men because there'd be one more man.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's a film title. There's 11 guys.
And there's 11
and
guys.
And it's a synonym for the sea.
It's
a synonym ocean. Of the sea. Ocean's 11!
Oh, no, thank God. Praise be to fucking hell. The Wave and 11 Guys.
Do you want to give us another one?
No, enough. Done. Right.
I think I got at least an extra 15 minutes at the end of the podcast there.
Okay, that's enough. We cut it there. Enough.
So, like and subscribe. What else should the audience do, Ava?
Send us those things. Pictograms.
I don't know. What do they want to do?
Well, you should say leave a comment or...
All right.
Comment what you'd like us to do on the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
And we will ignore it.
Comment the most explicit message possible. I love reading them.
Don't do that, because they will.
Oh, no, about Ed. Not about me. No, not about me.
I would really like it if someone wrote some erotic fanfic about Ed.
I wouldn't like that. Can I say that?
No.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I wouldn't like that.
Why not?
Well, he can say it, but I'm in charge of the edit, so I'll just get it taken out, and then they'll write it.
Mm. I'll put out a statement explaining that's what happened, you'll and you are fucking cancelled.
You'll put out a statement. They can't cancel me, my brother.
I think they can.
No, they've tried.
Every
they've,
few weeks.
They've tried, but yet to land.
Yet to stick.
Right.
And like Teflon.
What should the audience do?
I don't know.
Like, subscribe, comment.
What's your Absalom Begum interview? They could do that.
Wave in
they?
The 11 men.
I cannot believe it. That must have been at least 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was...
You actually said the word ocean and then 11 men, and I couldn't give
how
it to you.
How was that like Snow White?
Yeah,
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's
Ocean's 11. I said you're on this. You're in the right area.
I'm gonna say that was more. That was less clear.
I thought that was a good hint.
I'm going for a smoke.
You can't walk off. We haven't finished yet.
Right.
What should the audience do, Ed?
Watch Ocean's 8.
It's good, though.
I'm a feminist. I prefer it.
What?
Ocean's 8.
Because you're a feminist?
Yeah.
Okay. You should like, subscribe. You should watch the Absalom Begum interview. You should watch Ed's Landlord's interviews. You should... Sorry, Ed's Extreme Britain with Landlords. You should go and watch Ollie interview Frank Lampard.
Why are you laughing at that?
It's like Ollie's silly little thing that he does. It's a little interview series.
That's not why I was laughing at it.
I know. But I like saying things like that.
Yeah.
How long do you think Frank Lampard would get that? The pictogram.
I think he would have got it about half an hour ago, yeah.
Me too.
Everyone else in the room, without even seeing it close up, got it almost immediately. Well, it's okay.
I was thinking about the moustache.
I just want to go and smoke a cigarette.
I think we're done. They should watch Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
I'll sign off now.
Mm.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to the Politics Joke podcast. We'll see you on the next one.
Sorry about this one.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.